Now, we're going to have a nice little chat with our Anita from St Francis Hospice. Morning, Anita.
Good morning, Mike.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. What do you think of the weather? It's a bit pants, isn't it?
Well, but it's not just cold, really, is
no,
it? It's mild.
It's all over. We've had one night of -2, and in the newspapers, they keep going, the beast from the east is coming back. And I'm thinking to myself, are they talking about some sort of fella that's whipping over from Wales or something?
Oh, gosh. Well, it doesn't feel like a January morning, to be honest. So I think in some ways it's lovely because it's mild. But yeah, it's not really. Yeah, it's strange weather.
It is very strange. Very strange.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, you're here to talk about what St Francis Hospice has got coming up for us very soon.
Yes, we've got quite a mixture of events which we hope will appeal to everybody. And we think a great way to sort of kickstart the new year. We're often after all the eating and indulgence over Christmas.
Tell me about it.
So we can put that behind us for the moment and maybe try and get fit. So we've got the Brentwood Half Marathon coming up on Sunday, the 17th of March, with St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And so that's a really fantastic event in Brentwood. Mm. So it's 13.1 miles, which sounds like it is a long way, but it's a fantastic challenge and there's plenty of time to train. And we've got exclusive places at the hospice, so please get onto our website at sfh.org.uk.
I do that, don't I? All the time. I called my wife Dave once. I'm not joking. Seriously. Dave, what do you think about? And I'm going, what am I talking about? Dave. Anyway, sorry.
So the Brentwood Half is a brilliant marathon. The support you get is incredible, especially from the community. People come out on the streets and you'll be cheered on, so don't feel daunted. You've got plenty of time to train and we'd love to have you as part of Team SFH. So we've got exclusive places, so please get onto our website and find out more.
sfh.org.uk.
Brilliant. And then after that, we've got the same month, on Friday the 22nd of March, we've got our Big Orange Quizzes back. So a fantastic night out with the Eggheads, the BBC Two Eggheads. So they really make it a special night. So we've got 6 Eggheads confirmed. They'll be led by Barry Simmons. So a really, really great bunch of people. They might be pretty serious on TV, obviously serious quizzes, but it's not a serious night out. It's just, well, just seriously fun. And it really is just a great opportunity for everyone to get together. And it's such good value. So this year it's been held at the City Pavilion, which is in Collier Row. So it's not that far away.
Yeah.
From Brentwood here, so it's like a 15-20 minute drive. And it basically, tickets are just £15 a person, and that includes a £3 donation. So really, I think it's a really reasonable night out.
And it's huge as well, isn't it?
Well, last year we had 900 people.
Wow.
And this year we've got bigger capacity. We can actually, you know, we're hoping to, you know, get 1,000 people or more this year. So that would be amazing. And it really is a fantastic night out. Table of 12 will cost £155, and that includes a £20 donation.
Yeah.
And also on the night, really, it's a pretty cheap night out, really, because you bring along your own nibbles, bring your drinks to sort of, you know, and make a bit. Last year, somebody bought a roast.
Really?
They had a table and had a roast on there. So people go all out on the most amazing picnic nibbles like you've never seen. They go all out. So make a really good night of it.
I do like a hog roast myself, though. You've started me off now.
Yeah, well, you know, why not? Bring down your hog roast.
You can barbecue it while everyone else is guessing. Yeah.
And, you know, it's a really, just the atmosphere is just so much fun. And so the Eggheads really do make it a special night. And, you know, they come round and they sort of, you know, come round and meet the supporters and just have a chat. And you can buy a bit of support from them as well for a donation. They can help you with answers. Always up for a photo, so it just is an amazing night out. And I say 900 people last year, that was awesome. The atmosphere was just brilliant. And speaking to Barry Simmons, he said that was the biggest quiz he'd ever been to.
Really?
And we're gonna go bigger this year.
Well, so, fingers crossed. I'd like 1,500 for you.
That'd be amazing.
It would be, wouldn't
That'd
it?
That'd be amazing. So yeah. So and again, it's not a serious quiz. It's great for people who love a pub quiz, but for first time people, it's a real mixture of knowledge. So I think, you know, people will be very surprised and really enjoy a great night out. So hopefully that's something that will appeal to a lot of people. And then the biggie is the London Marathon on Sunday the 28th of April. That is just an amazing event for us. And as events go, it's our biggest income generation from that event.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's very, very special to us. It's just, you know, people really go out, all out to sort of fundraise for this event. I think because it's such an iconic event as
well.
London
Marathon
is really special.
As people travel all over the world to go to the London Marathon.
Yeah. Absolutely. It is, I think, still a world-famous marathon. Mm. It's the one to do.
Yeah, it is.
It is the one to do. And we've got a mixture of people. We've got, I think, together, we've got almost 40 people running for us, which we are really, really proud to say. Number of people with gold bond places from ourselves. Some people like your Joshua Fowler from Phoenix FM, yep. who, amazing, he's got his own ballot place but has chosen to support us, so we're really, really grateful for that. And we'd love to hear from anyone else who was lucky to get a ballot place who would like to run for us. And they'll be part of an amazing team. Again, the support that the runners from our team give each other, we organise marathon evenings with sports professionals to come along and give top training tips, really, and prepare people for the day. So really, if you've got a place out there and you want to be part of a great team, please come and you know, find out more. Get in touch with us at sfh.org.uk. Got it right that time. So that's, you know, that's fantastic. So a lot of the three really big events coming up that would love people to get involved with. And if that's not, if you know you don't fancy a quiz and you're not up for a bit of running, because I know that's not everyone's, going to be everyone's cup of tea, we've got our lottery, which is a really, really important fundraising initiative for us. It helps us raise almost £500,000 a year.
Oh, really?
Yes, and that helps us towards our, you know, target of almost £8 million, because it costs almost £8 million a year to fund our services. So it's a huge amount of money. So this is a really, really important initiative. And it really costs people just £1 a week, and every week somebody wins £1,000.
Oh, that's all right, for £1 a week.
And, you know, your chances are much better than playing the national lottery.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's all local, and it's wonderful. And I have a really lovely job. Every Friday I ring somebody and tell them that they've won £1,000.
What a fantastic
job.
So
it's a really nice, and, you know, and I'm always amazed that people believe me. With the amount of calls, people will always worry about if it's too good to be true. But
that's really good. That's really good. I'd love to do something like that. I would
really
love to
lovely.
Do something like that.
And then every, and at the moment we've got a rollover, because every week we have a rollover prize of £500, and that doesn't get won every week. So at the moment it's £8,000.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, if you play this week, you could win £8,000. So it's pretty,
wow.
So just a pound, I think it's worth, and
yeah,
again,
it's worth it.
It's a really special fundraising initiative for us, so well worth, again, find out more on our website. And another way people can support us, which is it's really important to us, is our retail. Mm-hmm. We've got 15 stores all around our catchment areas. We've got, you know, our stores in Brentwood, which are thriving, actually. We've got a fantastic Brentwood furniture store and general store.
Yeah.
And they're a great way, so please keep donating. Keep donating your unwanted goods, because they can be loved by somebody else,
yeah,
and help us raise important money. Vital funds for our services. So keep donating and keep shopping at our stores.
Something that gets me about people, some people, not everyone, but some people that put the stuff outside the charity shop.
Oh, I know.
They were putting it there, and somebody took loads of photographs and put it on Facebook. They were leaving it there when the shop had closed. It was there for 2 or 3 days over the Christmas time. And there was bundles. And you just think, surely these people are not that silly that they just think they can just leave a bag outside. It was all getting ruined by the rain, and people were taking stuff, and you want it to go in the shop, surely.
No, absolutely. I mean, once people leave things outside the store, it can't be used. It would have to be dumped straight away.
It's dangerous as
absolutely.
Well for people on the pavement.
Absolutely. I mean, charity shops aren't a dumping store.
No, that's right.
What people have to remember is, we're really grateful for every donation, but the donations have to be able to be resold.
Yeah.
That's the whole point, really. They have to be in a condition that they can be resold.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you look at something and think, well, I wouldn't buy that, then you can't. That's basically the way we'd have to look at it. But yeah, people leave outside. It's such a shame, really.
It's terrible. It just ruins
such
it.
A waste.
It is a waste.
It's a massive waste, really. So please don't do that to anybody, because, I said again, that would just have to be put straight in the bin. And it's unfair to leave stores to do that, charity stores to do that, really.
Yeah.
Then they have to sort of spend their time and resources to,
yeah,
to dispose
right.
of it,
clearing
really.
It and what have you. But look, people are doing it out of the kindness of their heart, but
yes.
they're just not put any thought into it.
No.
It's got to go into the shop,
yes.
not outside on the pavement.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a shame, because some of there was some probably really good items
yeah,
in
there.
Yeah,
there was bags and bags and bags. There must have been about 30 or 40 bags outside this one shop I saw.
So please hang in there and just wait until we're open. Otherwise, they won't be of any use to us. So that's a really important message, actually. So what I would just like to finish by saying is please get in touch with us. Get onto our website at sfh.org.uk and find out about the different ways you can support us. You can find out more about our services and the things that we do. And also, please get in touch with us through social media. Please follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter at SFHUK or Instagram. And just that's a great way to keep in touch and find out about the different ways that we support people and any initiatives and anything that you can get involved with, really. So get involved, share and show your support. That'd be great.
Anita, it's always good to speak to you.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me
today. We'll speak to you again soon.
Lovely. Take care.